everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Here at The Mormon Channel, we were just talking about scrapbooking recently. So a little shout out to all of the scrapbooking mothers and parents out there. And maybe you're not a scrapbooker, but think of how you record the history of your children. Maybe it's just taking lots of pictures and keeping them in a photo album online or sharing them with your friends. But that history you record in whatever fashion you record it is really important. And much of what we know about Joseph Smith, who was the first prophet of the church in the latter days, so in the 1800s, was due to the history that his mother kept. And the church a while ago launched a website called josephsmithpapers.org. And on that website, there are two new manuscript versions of the history written by Joseph Smith's mother, Lucy Mack Smith. Archivist and historian of the Joseph Smith Papers Project, Robin Jensen, says, "Lucy Mack Smith is such an important voice in early Mormon history. We have so few women's perspectives, and even fewer that trace Joseph Smith's life from beginning to end." She goes on to say that the birth of Mormonism really was fostered in the setting of a family. And I really liked that quote because families really are so important to us. And if you want to check out that history that Lucy Mack Smith wrote about Joseph Smith, you can see more online at josephsmithpapers.org. On Monday, we talked a little bit about being patient. And being patient applies in so many different settings. But today, I wanted to talk a little bit about specifically being patient with the Lord and waiting on the Lord. And so I wanted to start off with a quote by Elder Robert D. Hales, who is a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. And it's from a talk he gave in General Conference entitled, "Waiting Upon the Lord, Thy Will Be Done." And it's from October 2011. And I want to play that for you now.
Won't all of us sometime have reason to ask, "Oh God, where art thou?" Yes. When a spouse dies, a companion may wonder. When financial hardship befalls a family, a father will ask. When children wander from the path, a mother and a father will cry out in sorrow. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Then in the dawn of our increased faith and understanding, we arise, choose to wait upon the Lord, saying, "Thy will be done." What then does it mean to wait upon the Lord? In the scriptures, the word "wait" means to hope, to anticipate, and to trust. To hope and trust in the Lord requires faith, patience, humility, meekness, long-suffering, keeping the commandments, and enduring to the end.
Have you ever asked that question when something gets really difficult? "Oh God, where art thou?" And you wonder, is he really there? Is he really mindful of you? Absolutely he is. He loves you. He loves me. He loves all of us. But sometimes he does make us wait. There's another story that I found in a magazine that I like reading online. It's called relevantmagazine.com. The article is entitled, "What It Means to Wait on the Lord." And it's by Larissa Peters, and it's from August 20th, 2010. And in this article, Sue Monk Kidd tells a story that reflects this idea of waiting on the Lord. She was at a retreat at a monastery, and in her restless state, she noticed a monk. And he was sitting perfectly still beneath a tree. There was such reverence in his silhouette, such tranquil sturdiness, that she paused to watch him. He was the picture of waiting. She says, "Later I sought him out." And she says to him, "I saw you sitting beneath the tree, just sitting there so still. How is it that you can wait so patiently in the moment? I can't seem to get used to the idea of doing nothing." He broke into a wonderful grin. "Well, there's the problem right there, young lady. You've bought into the cultural myth that when you're waiting, you're doing nothing." Then he took his hands and placed them on my shoulders, peered straight into my eyes, and said, "I hope you'll hear what I'm about to tell you. I hope you'll hear it all the way down to your toes. When you're waiting, you're not doing nothing. You're doing the most important something there is. You're allowing your soul to grow up. If you can't be still and wait, you can't become what God created you to be. There's one line in that I absolutely love that I just read, and it's when he says, you're allowing your soul to grow up. Sometimes when we wait for God to answer our prayers, we wonder if he's even there. We wonder if he's listening and if he cares. But after reading this, there was just something about the way that this was said, allowing your soul to grow up, that I had never considered before. It struck me in a way that was different than anything I've ever read about being patient or waiting on the Lord. And so I wanted to share that with you today and hope that it gives you a little bit of hope that when you or I are in a season of waiting, we're not doing nothing. We are doing something. We're allowing our souls to grow, and we're allowing time for the Lord to teach us whatever it is that he wants to teach us or has in store for us. So I hope that brings you a little bit of hope. And if you need help getting a smile on your face today, I have a great Mormon message for you to watch. And I know I mentioned this on Monday, but if you haven't had a chance to watch it, the one about the marshmallows is hilarious. It's called Continue in Patience, and it's testing the willpower of 4-year-old children. They can either eat one marshmallow now or wait 15 minutes in this experiment that they do in this video, and they can have 2 marshmallows if they wait. And the quote from President Uchtdorf says, "What started as a simple experiment with children and marshmallows became a landmark study suggesting that the ability to wait, to be patient, was a key character trait that might predict later success in life." That's the message that I wanted to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us today here at the Mormon Channel. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, send me an email, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can always post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called Softly and Tenderly, and it's featuring Rebecca Lopez. Thanks for being with us, and have a great day.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for should we?